Hi everybody, it's Emily here from the Willow Pod, and today I've got with me Sarah and Louise from Derbyshire Wish to talk about the Changers Programme. Hi.
Hi.
So, what is the Changers Programme? Tell me about it.
The Changers Programme is a perpetrator prevention programme, so it's aimed for males aged 18 and over. The criteria for the programme though is that you mustn't be involved in criminal proceedings or any private family law matters within 12 months. So the Changers Programme is designed to look at abusive behaviours and traits, and hopefully we can make some changes to make them more healthy relationships, if you like.
Yeah.
So it's about a roughly 28 session programme. So we do 25 sessions as a group, we do a midway review, and then we'll do an end review within that, working alongside obviously myself and Sarah as the group facilitators. And then we have a partner safety worker who works alongside in order to work with the partners or ex-partners who have been subject to the abuse.
So I'm Louise, I'm the partner safety worker. And as Sarah's just said, my role is to offer support to either the current or ex-partners of the men who are doing the perpetrator programme. And it's just to make sure that risk isn't increased to them in any way when the partners or ex-partners are attending this intervention. Because obviously sometimes they could be talking about really emotive subjects, and sometimes that might increase risk. So, you know, work really closely with the group facilitator so that we can manage that and just make sure that it's there to help that family and keep them safe and not increase the risk in any way. So in terms of the work I'll do, and it's up to the women whether or not they want to access that, and I've got to be really clear, the men have decided to do that programme, whereas the women, it's up to them whether or not they want to access support from me. But if they do, I will be looking at very much risk assessment based work. I'll be doing safety planning work with them. I'll give them updates on what's actually happening with the programme, so they've got a little bit insight into it, and just making sure that they feel part of it as well. But obviously everything that the group facilitators do with the men is confidential, so we have to be really careful we're not breaching that confidentiality. But at the same time, I'll let the women know if they're attending the programme, and a little bit of insight into what kind of work they'll be doing.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, and it's really important that they do feel part of that, especially if the relationship's current. You know, it might be that they've chosen to stay with a partner on the basis that he gets help and he looks at that awareness raising. So, you know, the last thing we want to do is increase the risk. So we have to make sure that everyone's really as safe as possible. And that's what I do.
So how would someone get referred to the Changers Programme, and can they refer themselves?
Yeah, so the vast majority of our referrals come through social care. Social workers can refer on to the programme, or they can do self-referrals. So we have got an email address to contact us. So it's changes in capital letters at ncha.org.uk. So they can just send an email through to say they're interested in the programme. We can send things over for them to have a look at, or we can arrange phone contact. And then from there, we would do a suitability assessment. So it's not just a case of, I want to do the Changers programme, stick me on it. It's very much a case of they will initiate contact to let us know they want to do the programme. We would then do a few background checks, and those background checks would be ongoing throughout the programme. So if there's any incidents of domestic abuse, we would automatically put them on a 3-month hold while that's reviewed. So it's kind of, while they're on the programme, it also gives them the opportunity to remember and reflect the behaviours that they're doing there and then. The abuse isn't acceptable, and the whole point of change is holding themselves accountable. So it's all about that accountability. So we do a suitability assessment, which is split into two parts. So we would do half of it on Microsoft Teams and then the other half face-to-face. If there isn't any accountability in that, because we are well aware that sometimes social workers, as a tick box exercise, will say, go and do the perpetrator programme. So during that assessment, we will then look to see if there is any accountability. If it's a case of somebody saying, I'm not abusive, I haven't done this, I haven't done that, but halfway through it, then there might be one-liners that they say, like, well, yeah, I did have a bit of a mod if she went to go and see her friends and family. And eventually she didn't really go see her friends because she knew it, I didn't like it. There is an element of accountability within that, because they are starting to address that that is wrong. So yeah, that gives them something to work with. But if they flat out, regardless of social care, saying we need them to do this program, if they flat out tell me I am not abusive, I haven't done anything wrong, and they don't give us anything to work with, we won't accept them, because you can't work with something if somebody's not going to hold themselves even slightly accountable for what they've done. So on the programme itself, probably should have mentioned before, but we look at different topics. So we will look at gender equality, mm-hmm. we'll look at healthy relationships. Accountability is obviously a really big one that we will do throughout the programme. We look at positive parenting, we look at how the abuse has affected children, we look at financial abuse. We're just in the process of writing a new module to look at our post-relationships, so that we can look at how we can not be abusive when a relationship ends and actually let that person go and lead the life they want to lead, rather than they're not your property.
Wow.
The programme is constantly reviewed. We tailor it to certain situations as well. So in the hope that the participants on the programme will definitely gain something from it. The men that I've worked with over the course of, it was just over a year when I did the programme, have all said that they were reluctant to go on it at first, but they've all got something out of it, regardless of whether it's to do with their relationships. It could be life in general. So we say to the men that we're doing the assessments with at the moment, you may sit there thinking, I've got to do this because social care are telling me I've got to do it. Don't really want to, but actually come with an open mind and think of life in general. So an example of that is you might not have kids. So you think, well, what's the point of me going to the children living with domestic abuse module? Yeah, I can understand that. But how many of us go into a supermarket and there's kids in that supermarket? You're screaming, shouting, swearing at your partner or making those horrible comments and digs. There is children around that are listening. Mm-hmm. You might have nieces, nephews, neighbours' kids, that the neighbours' kids next door can hear you screaming and shouting, slamming doors at her. So it's just making you be mindful in general.
I'd never thought of that. And obviously, they might have kids in the future, or they themselves could have been that kid that experienced abuse, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, that's really relevant. So the information about referrals, I'll make sure I put that in the blurb that accompanies the podcast. Yeah. And they're at Derbyshire Wish, so people can get in contact with you if they need any support. And obviously, I will make sure I put the Derbyshire Domestic Abuse Helpline in there as well, because that's how referrals for domestic abuse would come through to yourselves, isn't it?
Yeah, so the changes referrals can come directly to us, which is the changes email. In regards to the changes programme, for queries, phoning Derbyshire Wish is fine, but actually in terms of making referrals and asking about a specific case, they are better sending an email direct to us.
Yeah.
Because not everyone within the Wish office knows the full concept of the changes programme.
Okay.
And we respond to that pretty quickly.
That's good to know.
So we have got two groups that are going to be up and running as of September.
Yep.
So one is going to be in the Swadlincote area. So that will be run at Swadlincote Fire Station on a Tuesday afternoon, 1:30 till 3:30. And then the Ilkeston group is an evening group. So that's going to be at Morrison's in Ilkeston.
Yep.
And that's on a Monday evening, 6 till 8. So they are 2-hour sessions. We do find that some men come along and say, yeah, but she did this and she did that, and so-and-so said this and so-and-so said that. And while I appreciate sometimes within the relationship, there may be an element where wrong choices have been made on both sides, that 2 hour is specifically for their behaviour. So if mm-hmm. he sat there and said, yeah, but she did this, she did that, I'm not interested for those 2 hours. It is purely about them, which initially they find really, really hard because I'm dismissing the other things that they're saying. But they do eventually get to learn, and I won't allow them to say she. He has to refer to her by name. The children are not them or it. They've all got names. And we do that for a reason. And that's to show that they're individuals and they've got a right to be respected. And again, they find it really frustrating, but that's the way it works. And the group facilitators have the final say.
I'd love to come along and sit in on one. I think it'd be a real eye opener, just a really good experience, I think, for myself to come along and, yeah, just see how you work.
They are really good. I was quite, when I first started, so I spent nearly 7 years working with survivors. the opportunity came up, and I'll be honest, I did start to regret that I'd taken the opportunity to do it.
Oh, wow.
I think it's quite difficult going from one to the other, but it was one of the best things that I've done. We've met some extremely challenging people, but we've also met some others that didn't know any different. They've grown up knowing how domestic abuse is and thought that's the norm. And it's not until you give them, and I always say to them at the start of the session, I'm not telling you that what I say is correct 100% of the time. I'm not going to say to you, in this situation, you should have done this. But what we will say to you is, actually, what you did was abusive, isn't right. However, you could have done this, 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 or this that wouldn't have been abusive. So we're giving you that option. And also, it's good for them to see that myself and Sarah, we disagree with each other, but there's a healthy way to disagree. We don't always have to agree with each other all the time. And I think that they can relate to us a little bit more then, because we will have that banter and a bit of a laugh, but only to the point that it's respectful. When it becomes disrespectful, it stops. That's not happening.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to come along. I'm sure I'd learn so much from both of you. Well, I'll make sure all those times, those places and referral process are all in our information that accompanies the podcast. But thank you so much for talking to me. It's been an eye opener. Thank you.
Thanks, Emily.
No problem. Bye-bye.